Okay, we're on the stream and let's start out with roll call and the reports and the reports out. Julie.
Let me go through the roll. Answer up when you hear your name, please.
I'm sorry.
Irene Adams.
I'm sorry, Julie. Julie.
Serene, what's your point?
Can I suggest that we start with the day and time it's going to be a recording? We should start with the logistics.
And so, yeah, and bring that to the point of the sheriff. That was my error. This is the February 15th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. And this is the open session, which is commencing at 11:08 Eastern Standard Time. And
what year
the
is it?
2024, thank you. February 15th, 2024. And Julie, will the secretary take the roll?
Absolutely. Answer up when you hear your name. Irene Adams.
I'm present.
Thank you. Teresa Allen requested an excused absence. Katja Brown was here for the closed session but had to leave. Donna Carter.
Present.
Thank you. Paul DiRienzo.
Present.
Thank you. Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
Fred Dodsworth is present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Avalia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Zach Caldvier.
Present.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
Here. Here,
Thank
present.
You. Gotcha. Darlene Pagano. I'll come back.
Here.
Ron gotcha, Darlene. Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Thank you. Shireen Roberts.
Present.
Thank you. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Thank you. Egberto Willis.
Present.
Thank you. Susan Young.
Here, present.
Thank you. Stephanie Wells. I'm going through. We have quorum, by the way. I'll go to the other people. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you. Arthur Schwartz. Arthur was here previously, but he seems to have dropped off. Julie Hewitt, I'm here. Kim Kaufman.
Present.
Thank you. All right. There you have it.
Okay. In the next agenda items, sorry.
Madam
the report outs.
And the report outs, yes. may Julie go ahead with the report outs and then Darlene, I'll recognize you.
So first I'm going to read the report out from the February 1st, 2024 closed session. The PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel information and constructive communications with one of our lenders. No decisions were made. And then we had a closed session just prior to this, and I will read the report out from the February 15th, 2024 closed session, and that is the Pacifica National Board met in closed session with its FCC counsel. The executive director will be working to address the letter of inquiry. Those are the report outs. Back to you, Madam Chair.
Great. Okay. I've got two hands up. Darlene, what do you have to say?
I'd just like to commemorate the fact that in the shooting in Kansas City after the Super Bowl, that was at a radio station, KKFI in Kansas City, a long time member of the affiliates network, the affiliates with the affiliates with the Pacifica Radio Network. And the woman killed was a DJ on KKFI. Her name was Lisa Lopez Galvan, and she was the mother of two children.
I'm so grateful, Darlene, that you've brought that up. And Ursula reached out to us, and Stephanie is drafting or has drafted a letter to come from all of us to them. Stephanie, can you comment on that briefly? I realize this isn't on the agenda, but it's an extraordinary moment.
Yes, it is a very sad moment, actually, and particularly to such unnecessary violence. But there is a letter that is attached to the ED report that I have written as a condolence for our family station, KKFI, and I would like to be able to send it to the general manager and the entire staff at the station, just expressing our condolences and letting them know that as the Pacifica family, we are here for them if they need anything. So all of that is in your ED report.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Okay, we've got hands up. The agenda provides for approve minutes from open session December 21 and February 1, ED report, regular report, NES, expectations of committees and teams, Q&A, 20 minutes. Obviously, we're not going to have that time. Directors elected to 2024 PNB standing committees, personnel committees standing up, old business, new business, adjourn. I would request that we move the directors elected to PNB standing committees up to be the next agenda item.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Okay. Jim, yes, you've got your hand up?
Yes. I'm glad that Darlene and Stephanie raised that. And I would ask that we take a minute of silence at some point in our meeting, and that be conveyed to our brothers and sisters in Kansas City, our love to the family of Lisa Lopez Galvan. At some point, I'd like us to do that.
Maybe.
Thank you.
Maybe we can close in with that silent minute of silence.
Fine. Whatever's fine, but I think we should do that.
Thank you, Jim. I think that's very thoughtful, very appropriate. Paul?
I'd just like to second that and also add that I had an opportunity on the BAI headlines this evening to mention the story. And I suggest, since we have all the stations, that folks get back to their stations and maybe we all do make sure we all do at least updates, if not deeper stories about this on our various news programs.
Completely agree. Fred?
I'd like to note that 4.3 women are murdered every day by men in America, and that firearms deaths is the largest cause of death among children, and that we need to make this a part of our regular programming. This issue can be addressed, but it's going to take hard work, and we can do that work because we are in the place to do it.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, excuse me. Yes?
Okay. There are two preliminary things you skipped over in the agenda. That's one. Two, we didn't approve the agenda in its entirety. We moved one item up, but we didn't settle on an end time. I move that we come up with an end time of 12 o'clock Eastern, since we're starting so late and it's not realistic we're going to get through some of the stuff within 15 minutes.
Is there an objection?
There is.
To extending till midnight in order to get through the agenda, at least more of the agenda.
I'd like us to end at 11:30 as we state in the agenda.
So Sean has just moved to extend to midnight. And so you're objecting? Okay. So how many people object to extending to midnight? Is it only Serene? If it's only Serene, we'll go ahead. And note in the minutes that Serene objects. All right. ED, regular report, NES, Can you give us a brief report this evening so that we can move to standing committees?
Chair, you skipped over the preliminary items, excused absences, and identifying the timekeepers for the open session.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Thank you. Bless you. Excused absences. There was a request from Teresa Allen for an excused absence. Is there any objection? Hearing none, her absence is excused. And the secretary noted that there are people who were not here for the open session, but had been here for the closed session. Timekeepers.
I move that those people be excused from this meeting. Those people.
I second that.
Okay. Is there any objection?
And if we have to name them, I think it was Kaja Brown and who else?
It's only Kaja, but he doesn't need an excuse. He was absent. He was present at the previous session.
I know, but this is a different.
I didn't see Egberto either.
He answered the roll. We don't need to do this.
Why are we listening to this?
Yeah, let's just move on. So identify timekeepers. Fred, will you continue for people?
I cannot. I've got 10 minutes and then I have to leave.
Okay. In the past, Jan, you have graciously stepped up. Are you willing to do it?
Oh.
I can do it for the next 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll do it after Fred leaves.
Okay, and Kim, can you continue on topics?
Yes.
Yes, okay, great. So, ED report.
Yes, we have, just for the general public, just to let everybody know that we have made some great progress with both the FJC and the SBA EIDL loans, revising the loan agreements to remove the liens from the Los Angeles building so we can go forward with the sale of that. Great news was that the FJC agreed to remove the 18% penalty interest on our late payments, so the amount due to them will be lowered significantly, but we don't know that amount right now. The job posting for the National Election Supervisor has been posted or requested to be posted throughout Pacifica's websites. Please ask that people check their local station's websites to make sure that it is up. And if it is not, let me know so I can make sure that they put it up. And it's also on the Pacifica.org website. And it is also on the Philanthropic News Digest and Candid Job Board. So the job posting is attached to the ED report, or you can find it on your local station. Also attached for the board to review are some pages from the proposed PMB board book, which we're wanting to unveil this year, which is basically kind of gives an overview of Pacifica in general, a little bit of the history, the roles and responsibility of the board of directors. I also asked for individuals to fill out a confidential director bio one sheet. We've already had some people on this call fill that out and send it to me already. So thank you for people that do that. That would also include a headshot and a brief bio. And that's just really mostly it will be for confidential use, but it will be a lot of it is for our board members that we can just get to know each other, know how to get a hold of one another, and also put some faces to some people that we never see on Zoom. And also in the book are one-pagers that kind of discuss the purpose of some trainings that we're going to implement with our PNB and also across the network that include DEI training, unconscious bias training, and anti-bullying training. So you can go ahead and read about what the intentions are of that. We also are going to be creating some working teams to assist the ED and some board members and staff members in the following areas. We'll have more details on this as time progresses, but we're looking for individuals to help assist with underwriting, with CPB compliance, reviewing all of the station's grids, and also to look at program sharing. So we will unveil what some of those needs are with that. We are still moving forward successfully with the LA building. We signed the lease for the temporary location for KPFK in Glendale, California, and they are already starting working on putting in some of the refurbishings that we need to get the room up and operating and the edit bay there and some small offices and such. We're still considering adding another small office for storage, which would be on the same floor in the same building. All of the mail for the building is being forwarded to a PO box during the build out. And we are also still looking at the possibility of trying to secure some space for the archives. There is some space in the same building. So we're just kind of reviewing the size of this at, you know, the size of it at that point. That's all I've got.
Are there questions for the ED? Okay, Myla? I'm not sure if Jim's got his hand up all the time.
Okay, so thank you. Two questions. And a response. I went to the KPFK website and looked for the job posting for the NES, and I didn't see it. So I called our general manager, and he said that he put it up right after you asked all the general managers to put it up, and he told me where to find it. And I scrolled down, 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 way down. It's a very long homepage. And there at the very, very, very bottom, is the announcement where I can't imagine anyone would really notice. And I noticed that in your email to the general managers, you didn't specify anything about making it prominent. And Michael Novick seemed to feel that he had complied with your request, but it to me doesn't seem sufficient if the intent is to actually get the word out to the public. So there's that.
So do you have a question?
And then yes, I do. And the question has to do with Glendale, and I'm just wondering. If you have it's nice to know that it's being worked on, and I'm wondering if you have any sense of when it will actually be operational.
It should be operational by March 1st. That's when the lease begins. So there are people that are kind of going back and forth right now to help with that build out. And the property owners are doing a lot of the work as well with guidance from a lot of folks on the KPFK team. And also volunteers. As far as the job description, Michael did reply to me that he knows that it was very hard to find on the KPFK website, and he moved news from KPFK and Pacifica, which is where it was, up higher on the homepage with the teaser paragraph about the NES job opening. And he did that for higher visibility and also with a pointer to the jobs at KPFK and Pacifica posting. And he said that that's always been on the bottom of the KPFK website. And he agrees that the website is clunky and it's cluttered and it's hard to navigate, but he hasn't had access to the platform which monitors that website. So he was finally able to get the password to that from individuals who had managed that website before, who no longer work at Pacifica. And so he's been working on trying, and that just happened with a lot of, you know, having to send picture IDs and having to send proof of, you know, who he is, all that kind of thing. So he was finally able to get that password, and he's been working to try to clean it up a little bit, but he agrees that he does want to get a cleaner and simpler site hosted preferably by Pacifica servers and not by an outside party.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ron? Ron Pinchbeck, you've got a problem?
No, I'm good. My okay. question is, Stephanie, is about, we've been receiving an email about, the purchase of a low powered FM, station out west somewhere. Can you give us any details about that?
That was a multiple series of emails that were sent to people randomly that were true. If I'm thinking of the same one that you refer to, there were about three or four emails that many of us received from the same person. One of them said that we were being bought out by Taco Bell and it was going to be announced after the Super Bowl. So it was like three or four, and the other ones went kind of more in the adult entertainment world. So, you know, oddly enough, which not everyone may get those emails, but I am prone to multiple emails per day from people claiming things that are not true, that are just kind of out to troll. So those were not true.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Irene?
I'm sorry. I was kicked out for a while because I just need to know the subject matter in which we are addressing the ED right now. Because again, I have an issue that I need raised on the threatening of a programmer.
Okay. So Irene, that, you did bring it up in executive session. That's where it is appropriate because it's a personnel matter. And I think it's very, very important that it be followed up on and that, Stephanie and you and those involved report back to us in closed session at a future meeting. Serene. Okay.
So Stephanie, you know, I hear that Pacifica has 5 radio signals and maybe it's a good idea to record the NES job ad and have the stations play it. It's like that's free advertising idea. For ourselves.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I will make the suggestion to the station.
We can pay ourselves for running the ad. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a great suggestion.
Great, Serene. Oh, bless you. Okay, Jan.
I think that's a great idea, Serene. And I was going to suggest to Stephanie or ask Stephanie about other places outside of Pacifica that she can post for free or for a small amount for the NES. And I just want to make sure that we really get that offer out there because we need an NES, a good NES. Thank you.
So Stephanie, you did post it. I think you already said where you had posted it, but.
Yeah, Philanthropy News Digest in the Candid Job Board. And then if anyone has suggestions of other places where it can go as well, I'd be more than happy to submit it there. Everybody, right. You know, some people have made some suggestions. So anything, every place would be appreciated.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next agenda item, which is motion ratifying directors elected to the 2024 PNB Standing Committee. And Sean will advise me if I've skipped something on the agenda. Let me read the motion. Whereas the Pacifica National Board held elections for directors to serve on standing committees, and the teller's report dated February 14th, 2024 has been shared with all directors. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board ratifies the teller's report and affirms the duly elected directors serving on standing committees to be, and I'm going to read them from the teller's report. Coordinating Committee, Darlene Pagano, KPFA. Avelia Jones, KPFK, Egberto Willis, KPFT, Jim Dingman, WBAI, Minerva Sanders, WPFW, Heather Gray, Affiliates. Governance Committee, Fred Dodsworth, KPFA, Jan Goodman, KPFK, Marianne Martinez, KPFT, Jim Dingman, WBAI, Minerva Sanders, WPFW, Kaja Brown, Affiliates. Finance Committee, Darlene Pagano, KPFA, Myla Reason, KPFK, Susan Young, KPFT, and let's see, and Paul DiRienzo, WBAI, Minerva Sanders, WPFW. Audit Committee, Zach Caldvier, KPFA, Avelia Jones, KPFK, Egberto Willis, KPFT, Jim Dingaman, WBAI, Irene Adams, WPFW. Is there any objection to approving that motion?
Chair, this is Sean. I request their information.
Sure.
When last we left this issue, Jim Dingman declined the nomination for the audit committee. He has been elected as a write-in. Does he accept those write-in votes?
So, Jim, do you accept?
Yeah, I accept.
Okay, thank you for the confirmation. Now, is there any objection? Okay, that motion is approved. And next is the motion.
I have a question before you move on, please.
Sure. Go ahead.
So directors are, of course, allowed to attend any meeting of any meeting in Pacifica.
Correct.
But there's often difficulty getting for directors who are not on the individual committees to get access. So I'm hoping that I'll bring a motion probably next time on how we should deal with it. But in the meantime, I would I'd like to know whether people who want to attend other meetings should write to you as the chair to facilitate that, or to the secretary, or what's the best way to get that done.
Why don't you, for this time, write to me about the committees that you, to which you wish to attend. And I will follow up with the conveners, and I'm naming the conveners now, to make sure that you receive the, you and any other directors who wish to attend.
Right.
Receive the code. Okay. Excellent. And, now that we have approved the committees, I'm going to name conveners.
Darlene has her hand up.
Sorry, Darlene.
Darlene, my phone.
So.
Okay, here it is. We started being much more proactive about last year about directors getting to attend meetings that they would like to observe. The issue is, I hope we can reaffirm that a director attending a meeting on the basis that they are a director is an observer, not a participant, and not a voter. I would like
confirmed. That was the nature of the resolution adopted last year. So
I'd like to speak to what Darlene just said.
Okay.
This is out of order.
Well, why are
I let's didn't hear her
get the conveners first, please.
I'd like to respond to what Darlene just.
So I'm sorry that Darlene brought that up now. We'll get back to that. The conveners are, for the coordinating committee, I will be the convener. For the audit committee, Irene Adams will be the convener. For the governance committee, Marianne Martinez will be the convener. National Finance Committee, Darlene Pagano will be the convener. I am encouraging everyone to convene your meetings as promptly as possible. A number of these committees already had upcoming meetings scheduled, and I will be discussing with everybody what should be happening at the convening meetings. Serene.
Thanks. So certainly we know that someone who's a guest is there as a guest and they don't have a vote, but we need to be clear that directors are entitled to all the documents. And additionally, each committee generally has made its own rules about how much participation they will allow. There's no need for the PNB to tell committees what they can do on their committees.
Point of inquiry?
Yes, Fred?
Does that mean that I can go to the National Finance Committee and demand all the documents?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I've got to go. Thank you very much. I made plans for an event at this time. Have a great night.
Okay, we are, by the way, at 10:36 or 11:36, so we still have some time. 17B is a motion on non-standing committees for 2024. Whereas in 2023, some PNB committee chairs expressed concerns about difficulties scheduling and achieving quorum for committee meetings when in competition with other committees, and whereas instilling and maintaining collegial relations between Pacifica governance and Pacifica management and staff is of paramount importance, including respecting divisions between management and governance. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board thanks the directors and delegates who served on 2023 committees and task forces for their service and absolves and relieves them of further service effective immediately for any committees not approved by a motion of the 2024 PNB. Is there a second?
Jan Goodman seconds.
All right. Discussion. Jim, you always have your hand up. Is it legacy or is it for this?
Oh, no, that was a Freudian slip.
Okay. Serene.
Serene? Yeah, you know, I have some concerns. Thanks. I have some concerns about how the personnel committee performed last year. I will say that it was a good thing that many of their meetings, although I didn't get to necessarily listen to them, but many of them were in open session, which was, you know, quite a change from the WBAI evaluation process, which took place entirely in secret up to the job description, which was posted all over the place. So I am glad about that. But there is a provision in the bylaws that require the LSBs to evaluate the executive director. It says that the LSBs shall evaluate the ED and may make a report or something that, you know, sort of voicing their opinion or their views or whatever. I don't have it right in front of me. And that step was entirely skipped. So I would like the personnel committee to evaluate itself in terms of how they did the process last time, and I'm glad that it was done. I heard someone say something once that it hadn't been done in 11 years, and then they said, oh, it hadn't been done in 20 years. And, you know, just so there's a lot of confusion on that committee about what their role is and how they function and what, you know, what was done before. So I think at the very least, they should try to get a hold of the minutes from the last session, open session of the personnel committee where an evaluation was conducted. Oh, sorry, let me wrap that.
90 seconds.
Wrap it up, Serene. And actually, you're addressing the next agenda item. You're addressing the 18A.
Am I looking at the wrong thing, really?
Yep.
Okay. So should I repeat it or shall I continue?
No, hang on until
90 seconds is up.
Yeah. And we are not at that agenda item. So is there any objection? Is there any objection to the motion on non-standing committees for 2024? Hearing none, that
passed. Well, I have a question.
Next up is motion standing up personnel committee. Serene, now is the motion standing up the personnel committee. Okay. Whereas the PNB has a duty to oversee personnel matters within Pacifica, therefore be it resolved that PNB establish a personnel committee for 2024 with a mandate to conduct a performance evaluation of the executive director and to report back to the full PNB with recommendations, if any, to support LSBs by providing templates for GM and PD annual review process, and to support the ED by developing HR policies as requested. Further resolve that the personnel committee shall consist of PNB chair, vice chair, secretary, and NFC chair, one director from each of the five Pacific stations, and one affiliate representative director. No delegates shall serve on the personnel committee. Is there a second for this motion?
Second.
Okay. Jim,
did it come from the committee?
Excuse me?
Did it
this
come
came from the
committee?
Committee. This came from the committee. It's a carryover from the prior year. Okay. Is there any objection?
I have an amendment. Well, I have a question first.
Sure.
Was the NFC chair a part of the committee previously?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to amend to include two directors from each station.
Is there a second to include two directors from each station?
Vanessa seconds.
All right, then let's take a vote on that. Yes, two directors from each station for the personnel committee. No, one director from each station and affiliates on the personnel committee.
Are we going through the roll on this?
Yep.
You know I'm first.
We're gonna change your name, Irene.
Nope, don't do that.
You're muted too.
Yeah, you can mix it up, Irene, by, you know, sometimes passing and sometimes voting just to see whether we're paying attention, right?
I can.
Okay,
Julie,
so.
You are mischievous.
Well, you know, I have brothers. So I will call the roll. Irene Adams?
A yes means one director, a no means two directors.
No, this is voting on the motion to amend, and the motion to amend changes it to two directors from each station. So yes means two, no means one.
No.
Irene's a no. Teresa's excused. Kaja, left the meeting. Donna Carter. I'm sorry, Donna,
yes.
I heard you, but yes. Okay, gotcha. Donna's a yes. Paul D. Rienzo.
No, I think.
Paul is a no. No means one. Jim Dingaman.
No.
Jim is no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Vanessa's yes. Fred Dodsworth. Oh, Fred left the meetings. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan's a no. Heather Gray.
No.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones.
No.
Avalia is no. Zach Caldvier.
No.
Zach is no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Marianne's a no. Darlene Pagano.
No.
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 Darlene's a no and an echo. Ron Pinchback.
I'm going to abstain.
Ron abstains. Myla Reason.
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene votes yes. Minerva Sanders.
No.
Minerva's a no. Harvey Wasserman.
No. No.
Harvey's a no. Egberto Willis. Oh, we think Egberto left the meeting. Okay.
Big point of information, Chair. What's the point? What's your question?
There was a vote of the PNC for the directors of all the committees. Did we just listen to a request to change the vote?
No. No. What we listened to was a request for the personnel committee only to have
two directors.
No,
I understand.
Okay. So it wasn't to change the vote on the others.
Yeah. And so I will read the vote tally. There were the yes votes were 4. The no's were 12. So the motion fails. I mean, the motion to amend fails.
I would request. One abstention. Oh, sorry. And one abstention?
And one abstention, but.
Abstentions don't count. Okay. There something that is not in this motion, but probably should be, is nominations for persons to serve on the personnel committee so that we can authorize the tellers to determine the vote, the ballots on who will serve on the committees, on the committee. Are there nominations and I'll ask by station. Nominations for WBAI.
I nominate Serene.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
I have a nomination from Kay.
So, okay, I'm going to nominate Jim Dingman, who served on it last year. Are there other nominations? Are there nominations for? There can be write-ins. Are there nominations for WPFW?
Yes. I'd like to nominate Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Okay.
I nominate Irene Adams.
Okay. Two nominations there. And again, there can be write-ins. KPFA.
I nominate Darlene Pagano.
Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Donna Carter.
Great. Good to have two for each. KPFK.
I nominate Jan Goodman. This is Myla.
Are there other nominations for KPFA?
K.
Thank you. Okay, KPFT, nominations for KPFT. I know that Teresa Allen, who is not here, wanted to run, so I'll place her name in nomination. Are there others? All right, so we will authorize the tellers to go forward with that ballot.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I nominate Kadra Brown.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you for the reminder about the affiliates. All right, Kadra Brown. We have Heather with us. Heather, do you wish to nominate yourself or be nominated? I think that's a resounding no.
No, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, I'll nominate myself, actually, for this committee.
Wonderful. Okay. So I think with one exception, we have two nominees for each committee. For the committee from each station. So the nominations, without objection, the nominations are closed, understanding that there can be write-ins. Has everybody who has been nominated accept the nomination?
Yes. Okay. Jan Goodman, yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, yes.
Irene Adams, yes.
Donna Carter, yes.
I think we haven't heard from Serene, Jim, Darlene.
Yes, I accept the nomination.
Okay. Serene, do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Darlene, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
She's flapping yes. And KPFT, Teresa isn't here.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I will follow up with Teresa and Kaji just to make sure that they accept their nominations.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we are at 10:50, which means there's 10 more minutes. There is a carryover motion from the Personnel Committee about having the Personnel Committee become a standing committee in the bylaws. I would request that this be referred to the Governance Committee to come forward with bylaws amendment recommendations.
Can I make a motion, Madam Chair?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to move that this matter be moved to the Governance Committee.
Is there a second?
I second the motion, Spinerva.
I couldn't get off mute fast enough. Irene seconded it too.
Okay. Irene, you have a wonderful, very powerful voice. Okay, is there any objection? Hearing none, that motion is referred to the Governance Committee. And I'm going to see if Sean can help confirm where we are in the agenda. Old business. Is there any old business? Is there any new business? I have a bunch of hands up. Okay, the one who's waving is Darlene.
Madam Chair, about the continuance that just happened going to the Governance Committee, that was just to make it a standing committee. There were...
No, it was to make the bylaws. We've already voted on making it standing it up, but a bylaws amendment would be required to make it a standing committee.
Right. There is section B, which is the recommendations for the personnel committee to extend the mandate, which would include some of what Serene was bringing up about the LSBs.
So this is Kim. We just voted on B, I thought. B is to make it a standing committee, and so it was referred to governments. That's B. That's what I had down as minutes.
And therefore, extend the mandate of the personnel committee. Second motion.
There are two motions in B.
All right. So, Myla, would you mind, or someone, making the motion to refer the second motion in item 18B to the Governance Committee?
I would be delighted to do that, Susan. So I now move that the second motion be moved to governance.
Is there a second?
This Minerva, I second the motion.
I read slow again.
Is there any objection?
Sorry, Irene.
There's no objection to this.
There's a race to second with these guys.
Right. No, this had to do with it's things that we really need to discuss and need to add to our agenda. This is fine, but I'm on the back end here, but that's where my hand is raised.
So let me remind us that what we wanted to do at the end of the meeting was to have a moment of silence for Lisa Lopez Galvan and for KKFI and the community who has lost her.
And Susan, I believe that I read that she was on stage with her children. And
yes.
They were victims as well. They survived, but they were shot, I believe.
No, one was shot and one was not. And I knew her. She was an associate, not a good, great friend, whatever, but I did know her. And yes, she was a beautiful spirit. And yes, we should have a moment of silence for her. She was a programmer, and I am an advocate for programmers.
Yeah, her show was Taste of Tejano.
Uh-huh. Which is why.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
No, not yet. Because
motion to adjourn.
No, so my issue still stands here about a program at WPFW that was threatened by someone
Madam
else.
Chair.
Yes, and Irene, that needs to come up in executive session only because it pertains to personnel. Okay, there's been a motion to adjourn.
Jan Goodman seconds.
Is there any objection other than Irene? Okay, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much for a very hard working meeting. And we hit it at 12 o'clock.
Actually,
thank you all very
2 minutes
much.
Early, actually.
Hmm?
2 minutes early, actually.
So I would love to
thank
actually
you.
Hear the voice of what was the woman who was shot? What was her name again?
Lisa Lopez Galvan.
Presente.
Presente. Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who seconded the adjourn? Was that Sean?
Goodman.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.